can you hear us? Tim can hear us. We're live. Okay. Free Talk Live, the live 4th of July Independence Day edition of the show. Tim, get in your microphone, please, if you could. Put up that mic.
Right here?
Yes. You can hear us. We can hear you. Were you locked out? What happened, my man?
Well, there was a lockout, first of all. I guess there was an hour trip that I had to make to get up here, but I'm so sorry about that.
Wow. Was there dead air going out to the affiliates?
Yeah, for about a minute there. Then I got in there. Sorry, man.
Close call. Glad you made it out. I had to called Ted and everything. I was freaking out over here. Anyway, Tim, thank you for coming in on what is everyone else's day off to run this special Independence Day edition of Free Talk Live, and we're glad you're there.
No problem.
So thank you for that. Our number is 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. As you can tell, we are here in the studio doing a Independence Day edition of the program. Now, are there a lot of talk show hosts that take Independence Day off?
I would think the vast majority of them probably take Independence Day off.
I would think so, too. Normally, if you've listened to Free Talk Live for a little while, you know that we like to do shows on holidays. And the reason I like that is because, well, you know, I used to be a hardworking guy. I used to go have a couple different jobs I would drive around to, and I'd be listening to the radio on holidays. A lot of people sit around, they have their barbecues, that sort of thing, on a day like this, and there's usually a radio on in the background. So there's a good chance that there's a large amount of people still listening to the radio, even though it's a holiday.
Sure.
Why would you want to give them a rerun?
It may not be prime time, but there's people out there that want to listen to the radio.
Yes, exactly. And so I want to provide those people with fresh content as often as I possibly can. And so that's what we do here on Free Talk Live. Though normally,
Free Talk Live wouldn't even be Free Talk Live if it was Free Talk recorded.
That's a good point. And it very, very rarely is Free Talk recorded.
Very rarely.
So we're here. I mean, we've done Christmas Eve shows. We've done New Year's Eve shows. We've done Turkey Day shows and everything. We've done them all, I think, at this point. And sometimes what I do is I send out these industry updates, Mark. See, I've got hundreds of program directors around the country, radio program directors that are, you know, kind of subscribed to our little industry list where we send out news that's related to the business, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what I like to do from time to time is when we're going to be on, say, on a Christmas Eve or a Thanksgiving, something like that, something unusual in comparison to other talk shows, I'll usually send out an email announcing it to point out that, hey, unlike most of your syndicated content, Free Talk Live is going to be in the studio giving you a live program tonight or today or whatever the day is. But I didn't do it for the 4th of July because I just wasn't sure if that was one of those days that other talk show hosts really took off.
Oh, absolutely.
I thought they might, but I just wasn't sure. With a holiday, there's no doubt. I mean, with a, you know, religious kind of holiday, there's no doubt about that. But I wasn't sure about the 4th
and
of July.
Even if it isn't, every host, a lot of hosts have taken off today. So it's still just as relevant.
So, gosh, we've got stuff to talk about here. And, of course, we'll take your calls about anything. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. Everything, I tried to cull as much Independence Day-related prep as I possibly could. And, of course, we should probably start things off with the fireworks prohibition. Because that's one of the most telling examples of how un-independent we have become in this country. How America doesn't resemble anything as far as its level of freedom is concerned as it once did today. It doesn't resemble anything today as it once did. And Massachusetts and other states and other localities around the country are a perfect example of this. This from the Berkshire Eagle. North Adams, wannabe Independence Day pyromaniacs, take heed. It's illegal to buy, possess, or sell, or even ignite fireworks in Massachusetts. Period.
So, buy, sell, they're trying to cover every base here.
That's right. If you are in possession or anything in regards to fireworks, you are breaking the law in Massachusetts. And yes, that does include those so-called harmless sparklers, and so begins a nice little hit piece here on fireworks. As it turns out, sparklers, they're not harmless at all. According to Jennifer Meath, the spokes bureaucrat for the state's fire marshal's office, sparklers burn at a blistering 1,800 degrees.
Well, it's not like you're sticking them in your mouth or ears or anything. I mean, you're just holding them out there.
Right.
I went through my childhood lighting off sparklers. It was the one thing I was allowed to light off when I was little.
Right.
And now they can't even have those in the entire state. An adult can't use a sparkler in Massachusetts?
You didn't take the sparkler and just hold it on your arm?
Yeah, like it was some kind of chicken. I don't know.
Right. I remember when I was a kid how I felt about sparklers. When I was real little, I was in awe of them because they were so cool. You know, it's dark out. You can wave them around and make the patterns and everything. But at the same time, I was kind of frightened of them because they were hot. Mm-hmm. I mean, you could tell
they were
hot.
Sure.
And I knew by the time I had a sparkler in my hand, I knew that hot was bad.
Right. Now, they didn't produce a lot of heat like you would expect something that's 1,800 degrees to produce a great deal of heat. But if you got really close, you can tell they're hot.
Yes, exactly. So I don't think there's really that much of a problem. In fact, I don't think this article has the number. But I had another article that I was looking at, and it said something like 200, oh gosh, it was just a tremendous number of pounds of fireworks. That was like 200 billion pounds of fireworks are sold. I don't know if that's the number, but it was tremendous. And if you think about the amount of fireworks that are sold in America and set off in America, and then you look at the very small amount of injuries that happens in regards to those fireworks, they're really being handled pretty safely by the people that use them.
You know,
but you wouldn't know it from this article, which we'll continue in a moment.
When it comes to protecting us from ourselves, it's really kind of annoying. The most dangerous thing that we have in America is automobiles. Would the politicians propose to do away with automobiles?
Of course not.
Sparklers make for fun.
Well, they could say that. They could argue that's a necessary risk and sparklers are unnecessary. But we're going to continue.
Isn't fun important?
1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. This is the live Independence Day edition of Free Talk Live.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you will be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during a U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimony of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Do you know the difference between the millions of millionaires in this country and you? Simple. They decided they wanted to be millionaires, so they went out and did it. So, do you want to be a millionaire? If the answer is yes, then get ready to write down a number that could change your life forever. Because now you can get a free CD that shows you everything you need to start making the kind of money you deserve with an internet business that virtually runs itself. So you're making cash even while you're sleeping by selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. There are millions of millionaires out there. Don't you want to be one of them? Get the free CD from Internet Speedway and start making money with an internet business that virtually runs itself. For your free CD, call 1-800-440-1491. Deciding to be wealthy is the first step to becoming wealthy. Call now, 1-800-440-1491. The free CD is yours by calling 1-800-440-1491.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves even in this live Independence Day edition. We're actually here doing the program. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. That's 800-259-9231. Join us online, freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, totally free. And those features include updates. You get signed up, and we'll clue you in whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. You'll know first if you're on the updates list at updates.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only choice for more personal freedom, smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
Now, I learned something that was a little disappointing in regards to New Hampshire today, or actually, I guess it was yesterday when I was doing some show prep, trying to pull up 4th of July, Independence Day, rather, related issues. Because we know that in Massachusetts, there's a state law against possessing, selling, even setting off fireworks. You can't do anything in regards to fireworks in Massachusetts. You can't buy them, et cetera, et cetera. In New Hampshire, you can, though there are apparently some towns in New Hampshire that have banned the practice.
Really?
So that's kind of unfortunate. But generally in New Hampshire, you're free to set off fireworks.
It's hard to imagine that they would do such a thing. I guess people are just so scared that somebody might hurt themselves.
Yeah. Well, of course, as we know, kids are going to do what they're going to do. And whether the kids, young kids don't care if fireworks are illegal, they're going to go and set them off anyway.
Now,
and if they aren't being supervised correctly, then that, in my opinion, will increase the likelihood that something bad will happen.
Obviously, supervision is very important. But it seems to me that if you're doing something as dangerous as setting off fireworks, if in fact this is a terribly dangerous practice, I set off a bunch of fireworks when I was little, completely unsupervised, and managed to walk out without ever being hurt. I'm not saying that happens to everyone. I know that there are stories of fingers being blown off. I can't imagine that a firecracker would do such a thing, but either way, if it's such a dangerous practice, then wouldn't being distracted from that practice be a bad thing?
Like, what do you mean, distracted?
Well, distracted by looking out for the cops. If people are going to do it. All your little laws aren't going to stop people from doing it. Do you really want to distract them?
I don't know how distracting it is. I mean, depends on where you're setting off the fireworks, I guess.
You never know.
In the middle of a field somewhere, it would be a big deal.
You could hear a snap of a twig, think that it's a police officer after you, and then at that fatal moment...
Good point. True. And that could very well be a factor. But let's return real quick to a story out of Massachusetts. This basically is a scare article in regards to fireworks. They're trying to, obviously, A, scare people by pointing out that it's illegal in Massachusetts. And secondly, they want to scare people with the whole, they could blow you up sort of argument. According to the state fire marshal's office, the bureaucrat, that is the spokes bureaucrat, she says sparklers burn at a blistering 1,800 degrees. And, believe it or not, they're the leading cause of fireworks-related emergency room visits. Which I find almost unbelievable, but
yeah.
I suppose maybe that makes sense because they're just so prolific. Maybe because everyone gets sparklers. Anyway. I'd be curious as to exactly what happens with those things. People need to leave the fireworks to the professionals, she said yesterday. No one wants to be in the emergency room on July 4th. Are you rolling your eyes as you read this? Ms. Meath acknowledges that fireworks are an important part of the celebration, but she comes armed with plenty of gory stories of the fun festive fourths gone very, very bad. The bottle rocket that maimed an 18-month-old baby. The kids who burned to death when they played with sparklers in the attic of their summer cottage. She says, I've been working for 23 years at the fire marshal's office, and at this point, all the stories run together. They're all terrible. At a recent press conference, she said, the fire marshal's office used mannequins to demonstrate just how dangerous fireworks can be. A sparkler quickly ignited a mannequin's clothing. A bottle rocket, a common source of injury because they're so unpredictable, and that's true. Those things are pretty darn dangerous, those bottle rockets. But if you get away from them, you're generally all right.
Every once in a while, they'll chase after you.
At a recent press conference, she says, we just wanted to show how quickly things can go wrong when you're playing with fireworks. She also said that kids see what grown-ups do and imitate them, and the best way to teach fire safety is to lead by example. The majority of kids being hurt by fireworks are 10 to 14 years old, and children aren't buying them, adults are. Despite the dangers, they said there's always at least one residence that puts its own illegal fireworks display on, and he recommended that locals stay away from private shows. Well,
those people are bad.
Yeah. Police apparently have the authority to confiscate the fireworks. And what do you think the police do with the fireworks they confiscate?
I bet they put on their own personal shows.
Yeah, I bet they call themselves professionals and then put on their own shows. Because she says leave it to the professionals, right? Police, they also can slap you with a possession charge if you have them, and that could net you a $10 to $100 fine. An individual convicted of the sale of fireworks can be fined up to $1,000, and yes, they may be sentenced to up to a year in jail.
A year in jail for letting off fireworks.
But that's for selling fireworks.
They're selling
them. For letting them off, that would be a possession charge, and in that case, you get a $100 fine.
Mm.
So there you go. So that's Massachusetts, and that's one example of a variety of different laws that have been passed throughout the United States. That isn't it just a little bit ironic that on a day when you're supposed to be celebrating your independence from tyrannical government, that you're prevented by tyrannical governments from celebrating your independence from tyrannical governments?
Seems ironic to me, but apparently the rest of America can let it go.
Yeah, it's lost on most of America. Let's go to the phones, talk to Kayleen, who's in the oppressed state, or one of them. Massachusetts, you're on Free Talk Live, Kayleen.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I wanted to say happy Independence Day.
Thank you.
And second, I wanted to say what a blast it was at Porkfest 07, wasn't it?
Yeah, it sure was. It was good seeing you and your husband there as well. And so what's on your mind tonight?
Independence Day. Well, first of all, I challenge anybody to read the Declaration of Independence, especially the preamble.
It's a good document, much better than the Constitution.
I can't remember exactly the wording of it offhand, but I found an interesting thing today that I'd forgotten. Of course, I had a really crappy U.S. history teacher in high school, but I found out that the Revolutionary War did actually start in 1775, the year before the Declaration of Independence was even written.
Really?
Which I had forgotten. So that's interesting.
Interesting trivia. Now let's talk today, Kaylee, and let's talk about you and Matthew and whether or not you have any contraband in your house right now.
Actually, we don't.
And you don't have anything that goes boom?
We don't have anything that goes boom. In fact, it's raining, so if we did, it wouldn't go off anyway.
Oh, it would go off.
If you did have fireworks, would you be less likely to set them off simply because you'd be concerned about being snitched out? Is there a snitch problem in Massachusetts when it comes to fireworks?
Well, where we live, a lot of people set off fireworks and really give a darn whether they get busted or not. So if I had some, I probably would set them off, but I don't have any.
Excellent. Very good. I'm sorry. I interrupted you. What else did you want to build up to here? What was your point?
Wait a second. I just heard Matthew from the other room saying, we do. Actually, we do. I think we have some bottle rockets.
Excellent.
So maybe we should set them off.
You should set one off in the name of Free Talk Live, Kaylee.
And kick off the police.
Very good. Thank you for the call. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. And then don't pay the fine if you get one. How about that? 1-800-259-9231. Many, many ironies to talk about here on Independence Day. And, of course, one of the things I love to touch on, my pet peeve on this particular day is the fact that everyone calls it the 4th of July. Almost everybody calls it that. And that's not the name of the holiday. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Looking for a new cooling system? Enjoy comfort this summer season with a new Carrier or Kenmore system from a name you can trust. With unbeatable pricing, year-round maintenance and repair, plus our satisfaction guarantee, it's time you called Sears at 1-800-241-0746 for a free in-home consultation. Ask about our special financing terms. A new, more efficient system can keep your family comfortable year-round and may help you save money on high energy costs. You can count on Sears for the quality materials and installation you have come to expect for over 100 years. Call now for your free in-home consultation. Offer ends 9/30/07. Subject to applicant creditworthiness. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. Licensing information available upon request. Energy efficiency may vary depending on your home and climate. Call now for your new cooling system from Sears and ask about our special financing terms. Call 1-800-241-0746. That's 1-800-241-0746.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626 and express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Independence Day edition of the program. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line for you, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. All the features on our site, we give them away. And those features include live streams, broadband version of the show, dial-up version, both for free. FreeTalkLive.com.
How would you like to be in part of a libertarian organization that actually has people elected to the United States Congress? That's the Republican Liberty Caucus. Go to rlc.org and click Join Us Today. We'll find liberty together. That's rlc.org.
Talking about Independence Day and a variety of different stories in relation to that, and, of course, your thoughts as well. If you want to share those with us, you're welcome to at 800-259-9231 as we go to the phone calls again. Talk to Will in Quebec. You're on Free Talk Live, Will. Hello, Will.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi there.
What's on your mind?
Well, I...
Will?
In Quebec, but you put Tom from New Hampshire.
Oh, it's Tom in New Hampshire. Well, then, hey,
yeah.
Tom, what's on your mind? We'll
see,
take you.
Because up in Canada, they don't have the 4th of July. They just go straight from the 3rd to the 5th, you see.
It's cute.
So, anyway, what I want to point out is, first of all, this is a good night for homeschooling. When you take your kids to watch the fireworks, you can tell them to observe how you see the flash, and then a little bit later, you hear the blast, because the light travels from that explosion a whole lot faster, almost a million times faster than the sound does.
And thank you for the science lesson,
light.
Tom.
Yeah, so that's a little bit of homeschooling that you get to put in there. And another thing that I want to point out, I went to a website there about this very issue of fireworks safety, and it's called preventblindness.org.
Okay.
And they have a big thing there about fireworks safety, and they say the best, the safest thing you can do is not to do your own fireworks, just go to a public fireworks display. And they're right, but it's kind of like the governor of New Jersey going on TV saying, you know, you really should wear your seatbelt, and then, on the other hand, hiring gun-toting goons in bulletproof vests to go running around arresting people.
Now, do they give do they give you tips on actually setting off your own fireworks?
No, they don't.
That's what I found funny, because I looked at all the different stories I saw from Massachusetts. None of them had tips or tricks as to, you know, how to stay safe if you are going to set off your own firework. And it sort of reminded me of, like, abstinence education, basically. Basically, what they're telling people in Massachusetts is, whatever you do, don't touch fireworks. We're not going to get even, and if you decide to touch fireworks, then it's your risk. We're not going to give you any tips as to how to stay safe.
Let me tell you something here, though. Okay, first of all, the fireworks stores should also sell safety glasses so that people can light them. But they say bystanders are the ones that are also getting hurt. But years ago, they had sting operations where the cops were staking out in the parking lots of fireworks stores in New Hampshire.
Yeah.
And then they'd radio back to the cops, and once you pulled back into Massachusetts,
they'd pull you over.
They'd pull you over and arrest you for unlawful possession of fireworks in Massachusetts.
Believe it or not, they actually, in the news, they claimed that they weren't doing that anymore. The government in Massachusetts claims they're no longer doing sting operations on New Hampshire fireworks stores. And that's kind of good news if you believe their claims, I suppose. Tom, thanks for the call. We appreciate hearing from you.
You know, they worry about people getting hurt, and I understand that, but this life thing, it's a dangerous operation.
Sure.
The only way you're going to get out of this life is by dying. And you're likely to get hurt, injured, and maimed by life in general. So that's what life is. It's in part being hurt and dying. So I don't understand what exactly they're trying to stop here. Are they trying to stop people from dying? Because they're gonna. Are they trying to stop people from getting hurt? Because they're gonna.
It would seem to me that if you're interested in truly helping people prevent injuries, that you should understand that Massachusetts residents and whatever other states have banned this. I don't know if full states have, if it's just localities or what. I think I saw something about Virginia being pretty restrictive in that they only allow sparklers or something there.
Yeah, there's a lot of states. I believe Florida at one point was that way with the sparklers. But I grew up, we had 10 acres and we'd get fireworks, I can't remember, whenever we'd go to Indiana and we'd stop off in some state or another that had fireworks, we'd buy a bunch of them, and then I'd just set off explosives by myself unsupervised at my family farm.
It seems clear that the state, as much as it likes to position itself as though it cares about you, it doesn't care. Because it doesn't want to give people information on how to stay safe with fireworks. And it's not very difficult, but some people don't know. Some people are going to go out there, they're going to light off the fireworks, and they're going to be unsafe about it. They may not know about how to handle duds. They may not know about some of the, you know, the basics of fireworks handling. And if you just give that information out, then those who are going to break the law at least will be a little bit less likely to end up in a hospital room at the end of the day. But they don't care about you. They just care about arresting people. That's what it's all about for them. 800-259-9231. Let's try Will in Quebec again. Will, you're back on Free Talk Live.
Hello.
Hey, Will.
Hey. Hi. I had a question. Like, I've listened to you guys a lot talk about greed, and I'm really fascinated by the way you guys talk about greed as being something that's a positive thing as opposed to a negative.
Mm-hmm.
And I talk to a lot of friends around here about libertarian ideals, but they always turn it around to be that if greed is left unchecked, that ironically that'll somehow lead to something terrible without
government. Oh, I agree. No. I want to make it very clear. Unchecked greed is a dangerous thing.
Mm-hmm.
The good thing is, in the free marketplace, greed is always in check because there's always somebody around the corner ready to compete with you when you get too greedy. That's a fact. And the only time greed can be unchecked is with a government around to ensure that an individual or company has a monopoly in his marketplace.
Well,
that's when greed's dangerous.
I actually wanted to ask you guys kind of a personal question, like both to both of you, like Ian and Mark.
Well, just one second. I want to rebut the greed thing. If greed is such a terrible, terrible thing, and if left unchecked, it will consume the earth in its own fire, then why in the world would we give a monopoly on force and power to an organization like the government? Isn't the government staffed by people? Aren't those people just as likely to be greedy as anybody else? And they have no one to check them.
Mm. Yeah.
Inside the marketplace, Walmart's greed is checked by Target's greed and Kmart's greed and those other places.
Exactly. And also, it's checked by the consumers as well. Because
and checked by the employees.
Yeah.
Well, the main question I wanted to ask both of you guys is, do you think that there, if some complete socialist came into a ton of money, some billionaire had a ton of money, and do you think that there's some price that he could offer you guys to either walk away from Free Talk Live or to change your position to promote socialism for the right price?
No.
No? There's no amount of money that you could be offered to do that?
Of course not. Because my mission in life is to spread the message of freedom as far and as wide as possible. I mean, why would I want to corrupt that just to have a nice, comfortable house to live in? I already have a house to live in, and I'm pretty darn comfortable as is, so I can't see that would be any temptation to me whatsoever.
I totally believe Ian when he says that absolutely nothing could make him walk away. This is his life, and he's happy with it. I've seen him turn down money for to see Free Talk Live go get bought by other larger organizations, and therefore the intellectual property would be.
Well, now the offer wasn't actually made, but it was just.
But I know you turned it down.
Yeah, they asked me if I would be interested.
Right.
That's all.
And you returned, and you said no.
That's right.
Don't
even want to explore it. I don't want you. I don't want your offers. I want to be in control of this show. That's it.
But if somebody offered me $10 million to go live in Costa Rica and never be on Free Talk Live again, I'd have to think about it.
So there
you
go.
I guess the answer is that there's more to greed than just money.
Well, I mean, there's more to life than just greed.
Yeah.
And, I mean, some people, I think that most people understand that. And I think the people that you're talking to, the more socialist-minded ones, they do have the belief that there are certain people who aren't subject to greed and that those are the ones that are in government. But I think Mark is absolutely right. When you've got positions of power, inevitably, the most greedy, the most dangerous individuals are attracted to that. Whereas in the marketplace with open competition, then everyone's greed is kept in check by everybody else. It's really brilliant how it works out. Any
other
thoughts?
Well, you answered my question. Thanks a lot,
guys. Thanks, Will. Appreciate the call. Let's go to Al, listening on WPLM in Cape Cod. Al, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I was wondering, are there any states that still allow you to buy M80s or cherry bombs?
Actually, as I understand it, and this is just from reading an article today, M80s are banned on a federal level. So that's your answer. Al, thanks for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Al calling in from the oppressed state of Massachusetts. More on the way. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live. Coming up, we're going to talk about flag desecration. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you lacking energy on a daily basis? Do you feel tired all the time? Then it's time for you to try ACT, the healthy energy drink. ACT helps your body with a natural blend of fruit extracts, herbs, and vitamins to deliver healthy cellular energy. ACT contains no caffeine, 4 grams of sugar, and only 22 calories per serving. ACT works within minutes, lasts for hours. ACT is the healthy, feel-good energy drink. Enjoy big savings by ordering ACT wholesale from your own free website. Share your website with friends. Go to GCNLive.com and click on the sponsor
sponsors link, then click on the ACT banner. Join the ACT Buy Direct consumer movement for free and wholesale order your ACT energy drinks as often as you like. Go to GCNlive.com, click on the sponsors link, then click on the ACT banner and become a free dealer wholesale member. That's GCNlive.com, sponsors link, ACT banner, and experience ACT, the healthy, feel-good energy drink today.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7, but I never have to go to work.
So what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait. I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down. It's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah. DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, in herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves on this, the live Independence Day edition of the program. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
The toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you, 1-800-259-9231. And by the way, we do ask that you voluntarily support the show, because we give you everything on our website for free. Unlike those other radio talk show hosts that just want to take a bunch of time off and then charge you for their websites, we do pretty much every show every single night. We don't take time off for holidays, and we don't charge you for our website. So if you like what we're doing on the show, then an easy way to support us is to go to amazon.freetalklive.com. And when you go there and you shop in their 41 categories of products and you check out, feel good, because a percentage of your purchase is going to Free Talk Live. You're going to need to do that shopping anyway. 41 categories, from groceries, which is one of their newer categories, all the way to their huge selection of books. I mean, they've got it all. Big items, little items, and everything in between. And Free Talk Live gets a cut of anything you check out. That's amazon.freetalklive.com. www.freetalklive.com. So, coming up, I think in hour two, we're going to talk about some just asinine American flag-related laws. One of them about desecration, the other one about where they're made. We'll get to that. But first, we just talked to Al a few moments ago from Cape Cod, and he was curious about the status of M-80s as to whether or not there was any place in America where they were legal. And from what I understand, that's absolutely not the case. The federal government has put a ban on M-80s. And you got a little bit more information.
Yeah, this is from fireworksland.com. And I think people ask themselves these questions about M-80s enough that we should go over it briefly.
Okay.
It says here, M-80s are illegal in the United States. This is written by a guy who runs a fireworks website. So he's distancing himself from illegal fireworks because he doesn't want his fireworks to be illegal.
Gotcha.
So anyway. Don't make them, don't buy them, or use them. That's all you really need to know. Firecrackers sold to the public in the U.S. can only have 50 milligrams or less of pyrotechnic composition per firecracker. A true M80 contains much more than 50 milligrams and is therefore illegal. Is it really worth it if the possible consequences, losing a finger or your hearing, losing your girlfriend because she doesn't like M80s? I can't imagine too many relationships have been broken up over M80s. It can happen, I suppose. Paying a fine or spending time behind bars. If your relationship breaks up over M80s, was it meant to be?
I think you'd be losing the girl in that case because you hadn't quite grown up enough.
I suppose.
I think that'd be the issue.
Or maybe she hasn't grown up enough to be able to handle M80s. Outweigh the brief instant of fun of the loud bang. If you have the desire to win the war in your neighborhood by being the one who set off the loudest bang of the night, or if you feel there's some kind of status or macho glamour in possessing a real M80, when everyone else has ordinary firecrackers, well, all of these will wear off quickly when you're sitting for hours in a courtroom later on.
Mm.
I'd have to agree that with what he's saying there, but at the same time, I think that M80s should be legal. There's endless confusion over the terms M80, cherry bomb in the United States. He writes this in the first person, recently heard from a high school principal in Illinois about two students that were caught in his school with M88s and M90 firecrackers. But that they were legal kinds sold in fireworks stores. The local law enforcement was trying to tell the principal that these were more powerful than M80s, which is not true.
Not true.
The M88 and M90 firecrackers sold in stores are ordinarily legal 50 milligram firecrackers with only about 1/50th of the amount of powder.
But still, I mean, that's something that's going to be prohibited from school campus anyway.
Mm-hmm. I've also read...
And it should be.
Probably not a good thing to have in there.
Right.
I've also read or heard about statements comparing M80s to a quarter stick of dynamite or similar exaggerations. Wrong. To begin with, a quarter stick of dynamite has 35 grams of pyrotechnic content. That's what it says. While a true M80 has just under 3 grams. Let me go a little farther.
Wait, I thought he said the M80 had more than 50 grams. Am I mixing up my terms? I thought he said that earlier.
50 milligrams for a firecracker.
Oh, okay. 3 grams versus 3. Oh, that's a big difference. Okay.
Yes, okay. Just under 3 grams for a M80. So even if it had the same chemical composition, an M80 would have less than 10% of the power of a quarter stick of dynamite. But the composition in dynamite, which varies widely, is a high explosive, while the chemical composition of an M80, so-called flash powder, is a low explosive, at least from a scientific standpoint. So really, there's no legitimate way to compare an M80 with a quarter stick of dynamite.
Right, M80, maybe take off your hand, a quarter stick of dynamite can blow your whole self up, basically.
It says that real M80s and cherry bombs are illegal in the United States and have been illegal in the U.S. since the year 1966. I don't know what I was playing with, but they seem big and loud. The reason that they're illegal is because the U.S. Congress passed a law in 1966 called the Child Protection Act. Who could vote against the Child Protection Act? Which specifically made them illegal. It is illegal to sell, possess, or use them anywhere in the United States jurisdiction.
Hmm.
Punishment for selling, possessing, or using actual M80s or cherry bombs within the U.S. can be severe. The potential fun or entertainment value that you might think you would get from using one of these devices is definitely not worth the risk of substantial fines or even imprisonment. Can you imagine? What are you in for?
I'm setting off fireworks.
Yeah, a 10-year-old? Are they going to really imprison a 10-year-old or 14-year-old or something like that for setting off an M80?
Yeah.
Apparently they are.
He says another reason you should stay away from them is because they're totally unregulated and that they're.
Oh no!
Right. Well, but you see,
is there a board of fireworks approval?
No, they're unregulated because.
No, but is there some sort of regulating agency for fireworks?
I don't know that there is.
I don't think so. I hope not.
But he's making all the arguments for a black market or against a black market in general. They're unregulated. Why? Because they're illegal.
They're illegal. All right.
Okay. A true bona fide M80 is a firecracker designed for military use as a gunfire simulator. One specification calls for a tube that is 1.5 inches long, 9/16 of an inch in diameter, and a fuse coming out of the side rather than the end, and containing 45 grains of a specific pyrotechnic composition. A grain is a unit of measurement equal to 64, almost 65 milligrams. So
a lot of detail.
A true M80 contains about...
more than you ever wanted to know
three,
about.
3 grams of specific stuff. Well, he says this is the long version.
Gotcha.
Anyway, so it's a fire... It's essentially a gunfire simulator from the military. A true cherry bomb is a relatively spherical firecracker.
Yeah, I don't know much about cherry bombs. I've read about them, but I've never actually come across anything that...
I've seen what they called a cherry bomb, but it did not have the diameter that he's talking about here. It was probably a firecracker in the shape of a sphere. And the M80...
Is it the cherry bombs that can burn underwater, can ignite underwater?
I can tell you the M80s that could.
Really? Okay, because I've heard stories. The only thing I've ever heard about cherry bombs, and it must be because they're banned and you just don't come across them, but the only thing I've ever heard is that you drop them down toilets in your school, and then you blow up the pipes.
Yeah, that's a bad thing.
I'm not saying you should do that. I'm just saying that's what I've heard that people do with cherry bombs.
Well, I've taken M80s, and we had a little self-dug pond in our... farm that I grew up on, just a hole filled with water.
Yeah.
It
watched the water go boom.
Yeah, I would throw it in and it would sink. Boom!
Yeah.
You know, it was exciting stuff. After about three of them, you're done.
Yeah.
A true cherry bomb is a relatively spherical firecracker, typically 3/4 inch in diameter with an outer coating of sawdust bound with sodium siliconate and dyed red. They're not as powerful as a true M80. Both M80s and cherry bombs are illegal in the United States. Yes, we
got
it.
Yes, we got it.
It contains, they have cherry bombs now, and they cannot contain more than 50 milligrams. Up until 1966, large firecrackers such as the M80s and cherry bombs were legal in the United States. Anyone could buy them and shoot them off. If you look at old fireworks catalogs from the 1930s and 40s, you will see that even large firecrackers advertised, all of them perfectly legal at the time. But that all ended in 1966. The Child Protection Act passed by the U.S. Congress in 1966...
Is he repeating himself?
...specifically banned these devices. In 1976, the federal regulations were written specifically a limit of 50 milligrams of pyrotechnic composition.
So the federal government has been infringing on people's fun for for a very, very long time.
Yep.
Can't let anybody have any fun. Which, by the way, I never really understood as a young person what the appeal of the M80 was. Now, I don't think I actually came across an M80, but they sell those things that look like them, right? They sell the M90s, and they mention that in the article.
Mm-hmm.
They are in the cylindrical tube with the wick coming out the side instead of the top, that sort of thing. And I grew up and spent a lot of time around Crackhead Bill. He used to appear on the show from time to time, and he's really into, not really a crackhead, but he was a pyromaniac for sure, and he loved setting off fireworks. So I've been around a number of fireworks that have been set off. I mean, him and his family would go, and they'd spend $1,000. They'd spend $1,000 on fireworks for Independence Day. I mean, that's just a tremendous amount of money. And I never really understood the appeal of the M80. It seems to me to be just nothing more than a destructive device. That's what an M80 is for. You put it in mailboxes and that sort of thing. You blow. I'm not saying you should do that. I'm saying that's what people do with them. But as far as actual pyrotechnic, the pyrotechnic ability of these things, there's not really anything going on there. There's nothing pretty to look at. There's nothing awe-inspiring or beautiful about an M80. It just goes boom. That's all it does. And if you like things that go boom, then why not get a bunch of black cats? Then you got a bunch of booms instead of just one. I never really understood the draw on an M80.
Well, you know, people are going to want different things. I understand that people want something that goes boom. I think that it's nice to have a variety of different kinds of pyrotechnics in your little display, and I think that an M80 would be a nice augment to that. But
you can't use M80s at nighttime. I mean, it's not even a firework. It's just a bomb. That's all it is.
Did I say nighttime? It doesn't have to be nighttime.
1-800-259-9231. The little Chinese tanks are more fun than M80s are. You can take control of the airwaves.
I like the big bottle rocket.
Hour two is on the way. We'll talk flags. We'll continue talking Independence Day, and you can bring up whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you believe in liberty? Are you an activist or organization that wants to spread the message of freedom to others? Now introducing the Liberty Card. It's the perfect resource for anyone new to the message of liberty. It features a full-spectrum political quiz and over a dozen pro-liberty websites, including Free Talk Live, Downsize DC, and others. Every defender of freedom must have this card. Free Talk Live listeners receive free shipping. For more information, visit libertycard.org.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.